This is the Green Room. I'm Caitlin Matson. In the Green Room, Wesley Despain, who leads the Delano Chamber Orchestra. The Delano Chamber Players is the name of them that exists over an umbrella of several different chamber ensembles that provide not only music opportunities for Wichitans to come and listen, but also an opportunity for musicians in the Wichita area to get together and perform. Hello, Wesley. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well, thanks.
Thank you for being here. Your particular chamber ensemble kicks off the season for the Delano Chamber Players
Right.
with your very first concert this coming Sunday, September the 29th.
Right.
Give
Yeah.
us some logistics about where it's at, what time it begins, and what's on the program.
Okay. Well, our concerts are at the District Church, which is at 304 South Seneca in the Delano District of Wichita, just south of Douglas and Seneca. So the orchestra concert is at 4 o'clock on Sunday, September 29th. And this concert is called Be Calm. So this concert is Be Calm, and our next concert in February is Get Rowdy. So all of the music on this September concert is, well, it's just beautiful, beautiful music. And you know those CDs that have the
Classical
calm thoughts?
chill.
Yeah,
Yes.
that. So we're featuring a lot of that. Well, a concert full of that music. And then in February we'll have a concert full of rowdy music.
Well, both of those themes would motivate me to attend. I could use
Okay.
some classical calm. Can you give us a couple of titles that are on the program?
Sure. And you'll, as a vocalist, probably recognize some of these. We're playing an instrumental version of the Largo from Xerxes by
Oh,
Handel.
yeah, that's Ombra Mai Fum, if anybody
That's
happens
it.
to know the
Right,
Italian title.
right. And then one of our violinists is soloing on the Massenet Meditation from Thaïs. Beautiful piece of music. And then on our second half, we have a piece by Aaron Copland called Quiet City, which is for trumpet, English horn, and strings. And then our concert will conclude with the third movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the slow adagio movement.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah, and a chamber ensemble gives people an intimacy that oftentimes you just aren't able to achieve with a full symphony orchestra. When you're choosing repertoire for your chamber orchestra, what's the thought process in terms of instrumentation and intimacy, versus when you've been choosing repertoire for a full symphony?
Well, you're right. We have, as opposed to, say, 12 first violins, we have six. So the string section is about half the size of a full symphony orchestra. So I, for our orchestra, and we have the limitation in size of the stage and all that sort of thing. So I have to keep all that in mind. But we're not going to play a big symphony by Mahler or Shostakovich or something like that that has a stage full of people, like at Century 2. But we can specialize more in classical repertoire, the classical symphonies, Beethoven, Mozart, Haydn. These things are perfectly sized for our group. In fact, the orchestras of Beethoven and Haydn and Mozart were probably about the size of our orchestra. String sections didn't
Yeah.
get so massive until quite a bit later.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Beethoven, Haydn as a court composer, they were writing for symphonies and conducting symphonies that were quite a bit smaller than maybe what we're used to seeing at Century 2 when we go to the Wichita Symphony.
Right. I don't know if you remember the soiree series that the symphony used to have. They had smaller concerts that were with music that was designed for smaller groups. So,
Yeah. And at the
yeah.
same time, I've attended chamber music concerts where the chamber ensemble sounds like an orchestra of 70. There's
Yeah.
some amazing, there's something amazing that can happen, even if your group is small in numbers.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So the very first concert of the Delano Chamber Players is Sunday, this Sunday, September 29th at 4 o'clock at the District Church. There are several different chamber groups involved and associated that perform throughout the year. Wesley's here with me in the green room. Can you run through the different ensembles for us?
Sure, I'd love to. So, in addition to the chamber orchestra, we have a wind ensemble, which is band, and then we have a jazz band or jazz orchestra, they call it. Then a brass ensemble, and our newest ensemble is a chamber chorus. So those are our five ensembles.
You can view the since season on their website, delanochamberplayers.org. Is that correct? Delano
It's
Chamber Players.
well, that's the old website. So the new website, you have to put the word the in front of it.
The
The Delano Chamber Players dot
Delano
org.
Chamber Players.org. You can
Right.
see their full season. Now, what's so wonderful about this that people might not realize is that this is completely volunteer driven. Everybody who works with the musicians, from the musicians themselves to the conductors to the board, this is a labor of love, and it is a group of
Right.
people who just love music, most of whom have been involved in music their entire lives. They're educators, performers. So you exist on donations from the public, I imagine, as well as do you write grants? Do you get some support from the city of Wichita or the state of Kansas?
No, we don't get any of that kind of grant or government money. So you're right, we do exist solely on donations. And our admission to our concerts is free. But we have a basket there that people can drop some money into if they'd like to make a donation. We suggest $10, but some people, if they can't afford that, we still want people to feel welcome to come and experience this great music. And because we feel like it really adds to the quality of life in the community. And we want to be an encouragement and an uplift to people in their daily lives. So that's why we make it available like this.
The Delano Chamber Players, their website, thedelanochamberplayers.org. They also have a presence on social media. They're quite active on Facebook. You can read up about them there as well. Follow along. You'll learn all about upcoming performances. They stay pretty busy between the chamber orchestra, wind ensemble, chamber chorale, and jazz orchestra. Oh, and brass. There's
Right.
something for everybody. And it starts this coming weekend, this Sunday, September 29th at 4 o'clock. And it runs through the end of May. Thank you so much for being here and talking to us again. You're always welcome to come and talk about the Delano Chamber Players. It's, of course, so wonderful that it's something that's for the community, free of charge, that your musicians are doing it simply because they love music.
Right. Well, I appreciate your having us on. Thank you, Caitlin.
Anytime. Have a good concert this weekend.
All right, we'll do it.